Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. And today, meeting with the Perry Chamber Executive Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, obviously, it's been a few weeks since we last talked, because last week, of course, had the horrific incident happen at Perry High School. Been a lot of good support coming out of that. Perry Strong, you know, we've been seeing it, and on the Chamber's website, you guys have a whole page dedicated to that. So, yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about your page and everything?
Yeah, well, I mean, first off, it's just kind of that we're all hands on deck when it comes to the Chamber being supportive of our community and how our community is supporting each other, and then even feeling support from outside of the community. So that's something that Perry Strong is really all-encompassing for that feeling, I would say. So one way that we are supporting our community right now is by having a landing page on our website that compiles all kinds of information. So what I was seeing is that after that initial shock, of course, a flurry of questions and people posting with information and then sharing resources on Facebook specifically and in community pages. And that's great initially when it's like, oh yes, get that information out there. But as there's so much of it and trying to navigate and find all of that, it really even became hard for me knowing that something was out there and okay, I have to scroll down or have to search for it or who posted that. And so we have a new website that's perryiachamber.org, and I went ahead and created a page that's solely dedicated to Perry Strong. And that means a number of things. There's just a compilation of all things with information. So we have a section on updates and announcements, counseling and support resources, a section on community activities, and then a small section on donations and fundraisers. And the idea behind that, like I said, is just all of this information in one place. Now, that's constantly getting updated when we hear or see something, or if someone makes that request to us, or, you know, if there's a new update coming from the school or the city, a new program, or this time or date shifted. So we're doing our very best to keep that up to date, but the intent is solely to have it all in one place. And I'm not familiar with anything else like that right now. You know, you could say a lot of this is on Facebook, but like I said, it's getting shared in a good way. You know, there's so much support. There's so many activities. There's different fundraisers or sponsors of different activities. And so I really encourage people to check that out and see what's going on, get connected. There's contact information there for counseling and resources, links to the Perry Community School District for their updates that they're putting out almost daily, and then some key dates when it comes to community events like the blood drive or, you know, free movies, or if there are specific fundraisers that are getting planned. So a lot going on with that, but a lot of information to check out as well. So the four main categories: updates and announcements, counseling and support services, or resources rather, community activities, and then donations and fundraisers. So just trying to be a resource for our community with all that information out there, and then encouraging people to participate, show up, give support wherever they can, whether it's the blood drive or free movies at the theater or community gatherings. Seeing so much support in the community, people wanting to help, wanting to sponsor free drinks at Perry Perk or Lazy Goose, or just so much going on, and all of it is in one spot on perryiachamber.org/perrystrong.
Yeah, and you know, I was just gonna say, looking at the website, I do like that, because you make a great point that things do get lost in the shuffle with everything kind of being shared on Facebook, and I understand that because it's so much information is coming in so fast, and you want to keep track of it all, but sometimes just things get like, where to go? And so I think this great website is very detailed, and I like that you got it broken up into the different categories that you were saying. Of course, a reminder, today there are a couple of blood drives going on. You got the blood mobile at Perry Hy-Vee. That's happening until 1 o'clock. And then coming up at 12:30 until 5 this afternoon will be another blood drive at the Dallas County Hospital Community Room. Now, Lindsay, we were talking, and if those out there have information and want to get it on here, and it's like, wait, we have something coming up, do they just reach out to the chamber to get that information to you, and then you put it on the site?
Yes, the best way to do that would be to call the chamber office or to email us. So info@perryiachamber.org, or our phone number, 515-465-4601. That will be the main way to reach us for those updates. email or phone, but we try to keep an eye out on Facebook. We try to keep an eye out on Messenger and comments and things like that, but not everyone's on Facebook or notifications don't always go through. So that's really the best way that we can do that.
Yeah, I think this is great. Was it just like you're saying, there's so much information, it was hard to kind of disseminate from people. So was it kind of just your guys' idea to take all this information and put it in one spot, that way there's just one location that you can go, and then, hey, there's a link to Perry School Facebook page and you have all the blood drives there. Was that kind of the intent behind this?
Yeah, really two parts there. So one is just that information center. There's a lot going on. It's one way that we could support our community. We already have a member business directory. We already have a community calendar. We already have a job board. So it makes sense for the chamber to be that hub of information. With thinking about the schools and the city have a lot going on right now with all that they're doing to work around this for our community. And so it's just one way that we can support our community. So that one-stop shop for information, as the chamber does anyway, trying to share out our member information and collect that information. So it's something that we can do, and I think that we do well by all of the different outlets that we already manage with our community calendar, with the digital sign, with our newsletters and chat sheets. So it made sense. And then really, at the end of the day, it's a matter of how can I as an individual, how can we as an organization support our community? And I think that's something that we're seeing all across the board. People are looking for ways to support each other, whether it's physically showing up, whether it's financial donations, whether it's meal trains, whether it's cutting out hearts and putting them on the windows or ribbons around town with signs, with t-shirts. Everyone is looking for a way to support each other, and we've seen that so much in our community and beyond that. The love pouring into the Perry community is really overwhelming in a positive way. And so I think at the end of the day, it came down to this is something that we could do for our community. See a need, you fill a need, and you support however you can. So everyone's looking for different ways that they can help out, and every little bit counts. So to spread the love, to spread positivity, to share support, it's all very important, however possible.
Yeah, and it's another way to show that this community is the definition of Perry Strong. And like you said, even, you know, with the ribbons around town, I've loved seeing that support. I've loved, especially when it first occurred, and going to different school districts and they're all in the Perry blue, extending that support again. You know, there's been so much within Dallas County, but even outside of it. And so it's been really great to see, coming off a unfortunate and tragic event. Thank you for putting this together. Again, you can get more information, check all this out at perryiachamber.org/PerryStrong. Lindsay, I mean, is there anything else that you have to add for us today?
Really, just a big thank you to everyone who's getting out there and supporting however they can, and just keep it up. It's going to be a while before healing really takes shape, and every little bit counts, one step at a time, one day at a time, and that's all that we can do. So just really encourage the Perry community and beyond to keep sharing, keep supporting, go after those support and resources that are available. Anyone can utilize those and are well deserving of healing. So just thanks for the time today, and thanks for the support of the Perry community.
That is Lindsay Pasuti, Executive Director of the Perry Chamber of Commerce, and that is our Let's Talk Dallas County program presented by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.